This podcast replay is brought to you by Orvieto's Awards and More. For 35 years, providing everything from plaques to laser and UV printing. They do all their engraving and printing in-house for quality control. Call Charles at 305-949-8098 or visit them at orvietosawards.com. Orvieto's Awards and More, where recognition is rewarding.
Let me call bullshit where bullshit needs to be called. Okay? And I love Udonis Haslem. Udonis Haslem is a god in this town. He is one of the true treasures in our town. But unfortunately, now he's a company man. And, you know, I'm going to call bullshit no matter who it is. Could be a really good friend of mine. Could be an acquaintance. Could be one of you, could be my wife, and it could be Udonis Haslem. And he was asked about Bam and about Tyler Hero and where Tyler should play. And so you're going to hear Perkins and I think Stephen A. Perkins were interviewing him. And then you'll hear his answer. And I'm going to break it down where and why Udonis is obviously now a company man, or he's deadly wrong. Here we go.
Do you trust Tyler Hero and Bam to be able to take that leap? And when I say take that leap, be in the conversation. When you look at Tyler Hero, can he be in the conversation or elevate his game like the Tyrese Maxey or Jalen Brunson? Can Bam, can he elevate his game and be in the conversation with the likes of Giannis and Anthony Davis? That's what I'm asking.
Bam definitely can, and Tyler definitely can. But I think for Tyler, his role, I think he's great as a sixth man. When he won sixth man of the year, I think that's a great role for Tyler. I think moving into the future, in today's NBA, you can still be sixth man. You can still get all your money. You can still get all-star. You can still do all that in today's NBA. So I think Tyler's role for us and the best role for him is to probably be a sixth man. That takes nothing away from what Tyler does as a basketball player. But for our chemistry, we're better when we got Duncan Robinson in the starting lineup, making plays, being that trigger for us and spraying and creating for other guys. Tyler can come off in that second group. He doesn't have to worry about getting guys involved. He can just play basketball, score, and be who he is.
All right, UD, I love you, brother. The only thing he got right there is that Tyler does need to come off the bench, and they are better with Duncan Robinson. Stop with the bullshit, UD. I got it, dude. You're a company guy. You're there with the team. Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero will never be stars. And how long are we going to wait? How long are we going to wait? Can Bam and Tyler, how many years? I'm sorry. Either you're a star or you're not, dude. This doesn't happen 5, 6, 7 years down the line. They're good players. They have roles. They're not stars. So I get it. UD has really not as much credibility anymore because he's part of the team. And sorry, hey, breaking news for all of you. Most of you folks that work for a team, your credibility's shot. Because you can't really be honest when things are bad and when things aren't that good. So you'll talk it up. You were honest enough to talk about the sixth man, but, you know, Riley's worried about feelings. So un-Riley-like. Tell me he's worried about feelings, dude. Like in pro sports, there are no feelings. You're getting paid. Either get it done or get out. It's pretty simple. I don't get this. So, Udonis, love you, brother, but stop selling bullshit to people. If Bam was a star, he would have proved it years ago already. And he would have wanted the ball. The offense would run through him. The offense doesn't run through him. He is just a piece of an offense. And the offense needs to flow in order for him to flow. If the offense ain't flowing, he's not good enough to carry it. That's been proven over and over and over with his passive self again and again and again. Stop lying to people. That's what you're doing when you tell them that Tyler Hero or Bam Adebayo can be stars. You're a liar. They're not franchise players. They're not stars. They're complementary players. They're role players. That's what they are. This is why the blueprint is broken. Because you're putting people in roles that they don't belong. Because they don't have the cojones of Shaq or Tim Hardaway or Alonzo Mourning or Chris Bosh or LeBron James or Dwayne Wade. You know, like the real stars that used to be on this team. Dude, Bam and Tyler, they don't have you these cojones. Please. If I tell you, who do you want in a key moment right now? Okay, 143 people. I tell you right now, there is 2 seconds left. There's a 16-foot shot that needs to be made. Tyler, Bam, or UD with time expiring? Who are you taking? I bet you most people say, nah, shit, I'm taking UD. Are we talking three-pointer? Well, then, yeah, I got to go Tyler. But an 18-footer? Oh, I seen UD hit that like 1,000 times. Ice in his veins. Fearless. Of any moment, UD. Come on, man. Please. Enough already. We got to stop with this shit, dude. I know what stars look like. And what is it like? I get that somebody has set the example over the last couple of years, just lie, 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 lie. And if you keep just saying the same lie, they end up believing the lie. Because you have enough people that are stupid. So are we going to keep lying to people about Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero? Let's just keep lying, 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 because enough people will believe it if you keep lying, 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 lying about it. Is this what we're supposed to do now? Is that the new way of doing things? Let's just keep lying and 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 lying to the public. And let's keep talking about two guys that shouldn't be put in that position. And let's keep putting them in those positions and let's keep watching them fail. Wow. Really is amazing to me. And like, when are you going to learn your lesson? When are you going to stop writing those articles about Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero? When are you going to stop talking on your podcast or your radio show or from the team that those guys are any kind of stars or anything? Those guys, if they have decent seasons, they might be all-stars. Okay. Nice. They're never going to be franchise players or superstars. Never. Stop trying to make them that. Go back to the real blueprint when you actually went and got, like, real stars. You've only drafted one in your entire existence. In your entire existence, you only drafted one franchise player. Let's not make it sound like you homegrown produced them all the time. One time. 30-something years, one time. Franchise player. One time. So, let's stop. Okay. You produce some good role players. You know, some of them become all-stars. But none of them are franchise. One guy. One guy in the entire team's existence. One. Stop. Stop it already. Go do what you used to do. So hit the reset button, collect the picks, wait a couple of years, have the cap space, all that kind of stuff. Then go out and do what you used to do, because you ain't going to draft one. You don't have the first or second overall pick. And when you did, you got a stoner that didn't make it in Beasley. So let's go. Enough already. Enough of the sucking, as Neil Rogers would say. Where is it? I think, do I have that one? Do I have that one from Neil? Do I have enough of the sucking?